On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver Pride Female Athlete of the Week is Colleen McKay from the BSU women's basketball team. McKay, a senior center out of Barnum, Minnesota, averaged 13.3 points and 6.3 rebounds in three games last week, leading BSU to a 2-1 record last week, including its first NSIC victory of the season. The Beaver Pride Female Athlete of the Week, Colleen McKay from the BSU women's basketball team.
How important was it to get that first conference win of the year?
Oh, it was really important to get that first win, just to show that we can do it and build our confidence. And Upper Iowa is ranked right below us in the conference, so it was nice to show, yep, we can beat them and we can take on other teams too.
How much better were you Saturday than you were last Friday?
I think we played a lot better this weekend than we did the weekend before. It was a tough matchup against Winona, and I think we actually played pretty well against them, but untimely turnovers here and there, and they hit a couple good shots and just gradually kind of chipped away at our we were right with them otherwise, but we played a lot better this weekend. I was happy with our performance.
How much easier does it make it when you're not in a 15 or 20 point deficit right away too?
That makes a big difference. You know, it's always nice when you don't have to dig yourself out of a hole before get going. So yeah, it makes a big difference to start out right away.
What kind of teams are Northern and UMary?
They're always challenging teams, and playing on the road makes it that much tougher. But I feel like we can take on both teams. We have to play well, of course, but we can do it.
You guys have a couple of weeks of conference play, and then all of a sudden the Christmas break is here. So with a layoff, is it important to go into the break playing well?
Definitely it is. Last year we had a really nice win against Mankato. They were the defending national champions at the time. And came back from, you know, we had a really good stretch right before break last year and then came back a little rusty. So it's important to really get going before break and get as good of a record as we can for making playoffs, but then also to make sure we don't eat too much chocolate, not too much fudge over break. It's just really important to come back ready to go again.
How long of a break will you guys have?
I think we have about, it's tentative right now, but about 6 or 7 days, which is a pretty decent break for what we usually get. So it'll be nice to get to go home for Christmas, spend some time with family, but then come back and hit it hard again.
You guys are all, for the most part, from right around the state anyway, or at least the region. So safe to assume that everybody is scattering and you don't have to take care of somebody who's far away from home that can't get there?
Yeah, I think it's nice that everybody does get to go home. There's a couple girls from Wisconsin, but I know that they are planning on going home too, and a girl from South Dakota, but everybody gets to make it home for the holidays, so that's a good thing.
Good luck this weekend. Enjoy the break.
Thank you, Brian.
For more information about the BSU women's basketball team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We'll have more of Midday Live coming up next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.